This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
A buzzer beater at the end. It was a lot of fun to watch. And then we get complaints, Jeff. Not happy with the officiating.
Complaints.
Who's the main man that we have complaining first up here, Dan Menigan?
Well, there was a review that took place in that game involving a D'Angelo Russell foul against him, and that seemed to spurn some controversy. Now, that took place in the third quarter. LeBron James, after the game, on the officiating.
Well, I don't know. Jeff,
I can't even say that he's complaining. It might sound like he's complaining, but I think he's actually just voicing
an opinion,
frustration.
So yeah. Here's the question, Jeff. Do the referees call things different in the playoffs than they do during the regular season? I know the answer. I'm just asking you. Do referees call the playoffs different than they call the regular season?
Used to be a blatant yes. Now I think it's a kind of yes.
It's felt blatant this so far.
You think so?
Yeah, in the first two rounds or first two games.
I've always thought this, though. If you've listened to our show at all, you rarely ever hear, I think, either one of us complain drastically about officiating. I just don't complain about officiating, Andy. To me, it's almost the same for both teams in every sport. These guys aren't perfect. It's never going to be perfect. I think baseball might be the easiest game to officiate because it's right there in front of you. You know, where's the ball? You don't have collisions away from the ball. You can follow the ball. Football, you have stuff going on all over the board. Basketball, you really have stuff going. You know, you have 10 grown men on a small floor for guys their size and their ability just going at it. You're not going to get it all. You're just not. And though LeBron might have a valid point, sorry, when that call was not overturned, they were up by 10 in the third quarter. That's why you lost to Denver? No, it's not. Mm-mm. You blew a lead late. That's why you lost to Denver. You know, the referees had nothing to do with the outcome of that game. I don't think.
I don't know because, you know, sometimes they can, sometimes they can't. I don't want to. Look, I always say that if you just take care of your business, that the right thing will happen in these games. Yeah, you don't put yourself in a position to give up a touchdown late in the game that can let the other team win. If you would have played defense maybe on one play earlier in the game, that might have trickled down and there might have been a, you know, an effect there that said that that play won't happen at the end of the game. So I'm hesitant on crushing referees. I just, when it seems like there's a blatant turn, that's when I kind of get like it, just be consistent. It's the only thing I've ever asked for. Whenever it comes to officiating, be consistent. If you're going to call one thing on the Cavs, make sure you call that same thing on the Orlando Magic. I don't know that you can ask for anything more than that. I think we're living in a time, too, where it is extremely difficult to get officials, especially at the younger levels. And so, you know, I was reading a story today. I was reading a story today in the News Herald. Chris Lillstrom, opinion piece, about how high school officials in Washington State are now wearing the video cameras that police officers wear so that when parents start yelling at them, they have videotape. I that seems extreme to me, but I thought his story was really good today. I just where are we going with this official thing? And then, because it's not easy. It's not easy to be an official. And the other problem I have with when we're watching at home and we think a call is so blatantly obvious and then we forget that we're watching it in slow motion, instant replay, we have the luxury of being able to see something after it happened, not having to call it in real time, and then it's in slow motion. And you know as well as I do, things look cooler in slow motion. The $6 million man was not that fast. He wasn't.
I think he was.
No, he wasn't. Even though he was rebuilt. And now what would you get to be a $6 million man? I don't know. Maybe a pinky? I mean, seriously. Steve Austin was a pretty lucky guy for his time.
I'm now really confused.
What are you confused about? I'm just saying, I think it's tough to be an official, and I think it's really easy for us to sit back, watch, and say, oh, that was blatantly a foul. That was easily a foul because we see it on TV. Well, we're watching it in slow motion, instant replay.
I think part of the issue is this. Players, fans expect the officials not to miss calls, period.
Donovan Mitchell took one hard yesterday with an elbow that was blatant.
But do we feel the same way about the athletes who are playing? No, they're going to make mistakes all game long.
Sure.
Whatever the game.
Right.
And I think it's a double standard. I think we expect officials to be near perfect. And you don't expect that out of athletes. Well, why? They're all humans. They're all just trying to do a job. And to me, that's why I never get blatantly outrageously mad about officiating in any sport.
Let's go back to what LeBron said. LeBron didn't seem to be mad with the human error. He was mad with the technical error.
Well,
that he believes that if you have the opportunity to watch it on replay, that you should get it right.
And it has to be overwhelming evidence.
Yeah.
Well, maybe it wasn't. They're sticking with the call on the floor.
Dan?
Well, let's be honest here. Remove your wine and gold glasses. Remove your purple and gold glasses. Remove your blue and red glasses if you're a 76ers fan who's losing it right now, and they've got a protest that's going on in the first two games.
Yeah, does anybody think that that's going to fly?
Okay?
And they better stay in the playoffs because I want to hear that song over and over and over.
Yeah, we haven't even played the song.
No, we've been busy with other things.
Yeah.
But remove those glasses. How do we want our games to be played? What do we as fans want?
Even.
What do players want?
But you're
we
saying
we want the players to play the game. We want the players
right.
to have the outcome of the game. We don't want the game decided at the free throw line.
I don't. And the other problem I have, and I've said this since the day I watched my first basketball game, I hate the fact that basketball officials can eject a player for doing something that's not egregious. Just 6 natural fouls. See you later. 5 natural fouls.
Well, that's just
see
the way you later. The game. But that's just
it's horrible, though. It's horrible.
Well, Andy, it's the I way mean, the game's
to get ejected.
Played.
But what I'm saying is
that's not on the officials. They're just that's just the rule.
I
of the
understand
game.
It. I just think it's a. I just. I. It's the. It makes me not like basketball. I mean, you can eject someone from the game from not doing something egregious. That's ridiculous. That doesn't make any sense to me at all. And you can do it in hockey now too. So at the lower levels, go ahead.
But the thing is, we want the game played by the players. We
yes.
don't want the game played with the
officials. I don't pay to see the officials.
So at a certain point, you're towing a fine line, and especially when it comes to playoff basketball, where they let things get more physical, which is what we all enjoy, which is what we all like.
Not necessarily.
Okay? Do tell.
What I want out of officiating is consistency.
Yes.
consistency in style of play, more so than getting the calls right. Because I assume they're going to make wrong calls. That they're human. That's going to happen. What I like to see, and you don't always see it, is games officiated in a similar manner so that the style of play is consistent from game to game to game. In a series, in New York against Philly, in Denver against the Lakers, in the Cavs against Orlando. Similar styles, because that's the way the game is being called. That's what I think is good officiating. You know what type of ball you're allowed to play. Same thing in football. You know, like, how in some games does in the NFL might there be, you know, 15 penalties called and 8 holding penalties, and in another game, 2? Well, because that crew's not looking. If you wanted to call holding, you can do it all the time in the NFL. So when do you choose to do it? I want to see consistency. Same thing with umpires and strike zones. By the way, it's oddly good how home plate umpires usually are on balls and strikes. Some aren't very, you know, some have issues, but if the little box on the screen is actually accurate for balls and strikes, it's amazing how good they are. Really is. And players can, you know, scream and complain all they want. It's oddly good home plate umpiring. And yeah, so just be consistent.
The only time I get irritated on that stuff is when it's getaway day and strike zones become bigger than they normally are, or look, there's a threat of a thunderstorm coming in, so the strike zone's going to get smaller. Like, those are the things that just be consistent no matter what is facing the game. Or, I've been here too long, and it's time to get out of here, and I think the other umpires want to get out of here too, so let's make that strike zone a little bit bigger.
And Angel Hernandez.
Yeah.
He's in his own separate category.
I was going to leave somebody out.
He's in his own separate category of all those. Because he's honestly like, I'm going to spin the wheel, and that's what we're going to call this inning.
I want to bring up another point here in a second. I'll do it in a minute here. Let's go to Brandon. Hi, Brandon. How are you?
Hello, Brandon.
Doing well. How are you guys?
Good, good.
So the officiating thing. So on a smaller scale, I ref, you know, adult league volleyball and whatnot. And as a ref by myself, you know, usually in volleyball you would have 4 refs. And you have your top ref, and you have your down ref, and then you have 2 line judges.
Right.
So I try my best, you know, to watch everything. And you do miss things, and as a single ref, you know, that's what it is. But when it comes to, like, a larger scale, like, you know, basketball, like, you know, the NBA and NFL, like, things are going to be missed. But those little moments that where you miss something when a team is, like, either coming back or they're up a couple, you know, points or whatever it is, they do matter. Like, it changes, it shifts the momentum of whatever you're doing.
Okay. All right, Brandon, thank you. Appreciate it. All right. I want to talk a little bit more. There was also another incident that involved not a ref, but an umpire. And we'll talk about it here in a second, Jeff. I just think that there has to be enough leeway that if there's multiple referees in a game.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And it's not just one. And you can get the call right. Stick with the call. Don't stick with the call. Get the call right. Like, get the play right. If you have the opportunity, I have more respect for referees and officials that are willing to say, you know what, I didn't see that. I have no problem with that. If a referee says, hey, I just didn't see it, and I don't want a referee to call something that they can't see, but I also want them to have enough understanding that if they're about to make a mistake, there's nothing wrong with checking with another official. There's nothing wrong with making sure that if you're going to make a call, that you got it 100% right. And that is something that happened yesterday in a baseball game. We'll take more of your phone calls on this too. 216-474-0092 or on social media, X, at CLE Talking Heads.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.